You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Bajaj Finance shares rose nearly 8% on Tuesday and hit its 52-week high of ₹7,917 on BSE after the company reported a strong business update for the quarter ended June 30th. The stock closed 7.71% up at ₹7,861. The company's assets under management grew by 32% to approximately ₹2.7 trillion as of June 30th, from ₹2.4 trillion in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. The firm recorded the highest ever quarterly increase in its AUM of approximately ₹22,700 crore in Q1 FY24. Its customer franchise rose to 72.98 million from 60.30 million on year, and posted its highest ever quarterly increase of 3.84 million in Q1. The rural recovery may be some time away given real wages in the hinterland contracted for 16 straight months to March. High inflation has hurt rural incomes crimping purchasing power. Moreover, unemployment seems to be relatively high with the demand for work under the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme increasing in June. About 44.23 million individuals opted for work in June, up 2.3% year-on-year, preliminary data from the Rural Development Ministry shows. Demand for these jobs had also risen in May. The Center for Monitoring Indian Economy put out data that showed unemployment in rural India hit a two-year high of 8.73% in June, pushing up total unemployment for the month to cover 8%. While June is a lean season for the agricultural sector, the increase is worrying. In another development, State Bank of India will acquire SBI Cap Ventures for ₹708 crore, a filing from the bank said on Tuesday. The Executive Committee of the Central Board of the bank has allowed it to acquire the entire stake held by SBI Capital Markets and SBI Cap Ventures, subject to receipt of all regulatory approvals. SBI will acquire 60.4 million shares of SBI Cap Ventures. SBI Cap Ventures was set up in 2005 to carry out the business of asset management, investment management advisors, and provide venture capital, technology funds or any other funds for seed capital, risk capital foundation, loans, etc. As on March 31st, it had an assets under management of ₹330.5 crore. Meanwhile, bankers are confident of managing risks emanating from unsecured retail loan books as delinquencies in the segment haven't reached at threatening levels. The bankers said that while the share of unsecured retail loans has increased within the overall loan portfolio of banks, underwriting standards have also improved and this holds them in good stead. According to data from the RBI's latest financial stability report, retail loans have seen a compounded annual growth rate of nearly 25% in the last 2 years. Of this, the share of unsecured retail loans has risen to 25.2% of the overall portfolio of banks as on March 2023, from 22.9% as on March 2021. In other developments, according to Chinese tabloid Global Times, China's move to restrict the exports of two metals crucial for making some types of semiconductors and electric vehicles is a warning that China will not be passively squeezed out of the global chip supply chain. In an editorial published late on Tuesday, the Chinese state media tabloid said, "The imposition of controls on exports of some gallium and germanium products was a practical way of telling the US and its allies that their efforts to curb China from procuring more advanced technology was a miscalculation." It also argued that China had for years exploited its own rare earth resources at the expense of the environment to supply the global semiconductor industry. From the world of tech, US-based Hewlett-Packard Enterprise has signed an initial pact with VVDN Technologies under which they plan to produce high-end servers worth $1 billion in the next 4 to 5 years. The Memorandum of Understanding was signed within 10 days of the India-US Joint Statement on Co-Production and Development of Technologies. Lastly, private sector lender Bandhan Bank on Tuesday said its chief financial officer Sunil Samdani has resigned. Samdani, CFO and key managerial personnel of the bank, has decided to explore professional opportunities outside the bank and resigned on July 3rd, the Kolkata-based lender said in a stock exchange filing. As the KMP of the bank, Samdani spearheads the functions of finance, investor relations and business intelligence. In his resignation letter, Samdani wrote he was leaving to take up another opportunity. Samdani has been associated with Bandhan Bank since it received the banking license and started operations in 2015. In his experience of over 23 years in financial services, he has handled multiple roles within the finance and strategy functions. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.